Good morning. Today's Daven Erev in Lamed Tes. We're on Lamed Ches Amud Beis. We are a little more than halfway down the Amud. Discussion yesterday, Kedusha Achar Shtei Kedushas. Fundamental Daf yesterday regarding the nature of two days where you have Shabbos Yontif or Yontif Shabbos. And how to look at that conceptually. Is that considered one elongated day, one 48-hour period of Kedusha, Shabbos and Yontif running one into each other, and therefore it's to be treated like one unit, or Shtei Kedushas or Nor? Or no, are they considered two separate days? Nafkaminas. So over the course of this morning, we're going to see a lot of other nafkaminas, but the main nafkamina, and the reason why it comes up over here in Masechta Eruvin, has to do with the fact that Eruv Yitzchumim is going to be a nafkamina. Meaning to say that if it's one unit, so you're going to be able to create and only create one Makom Shvisa for that two-day period, because that two-day period effectively is a one-day period. However, if it's two distinct days, so then you are going to making a Makom Shvisa for day one, and you're going to be making a separate Makom Shvisa for day number two. In fact, if you only made a Makom Shvisa for day one, so then it doesn't carry over into day number two. Okay, so that's the idea behind Kedusha Achar Shtei Kedushos, Machlokes HaTanaim. What are the opinions? So we saw yesterday that there were actually three opinions on this matter. One opinion is Rabbi Eliezer, Shtei Kedushos. Rav says that's in fact the halacha, that Shabbos immediately followed by Yontif is Shtei Kedushos. The Shita, the Chachamim of our Mishnah, is Safek. And as we saw in the Braisa in yesterday's Gemara, Shita's Rabbi Yehuda also in agreement that it's a Safek. And because it's a Safek, we don't know. So therefore, the only thing you could do on day two is only reset your error from day one. Because on one hand, it may be Kedusha Achas, which means that the day one Erev has taken you through the full 2 days. On the other hand, because it's a possibility that it's two distinct days of Yontif, so therefore you're going the one that you set up for the day one is not going to work for day number two. But you can't put up a new one in a new location because again you have to go back to the first side of the suffix that it might be one long day. So the only thing you could do according to this viewpoint is only reset and renew your Erev in the same location. And finally, the third opinion is that it's really all one long day. It's Kedusha Achas, which and not Mishum Safik, but definitively it's Kedusha Achas. That is those are the range of positions that we saw over the course of yesterday. As noted, Rav is of the position that it's that the halacha is Shtei Kedushos like Rabbi Eliezer. Normally, the halacha doesn't fall like Rabbi Eliezer, but as we pointed out yesterday, so it was corroborated by a number of other Tanaim who subscribe to this viewpoint that Shtei Kedushos. And so therefore the halacha says Rav is at Shtei Kedushos. We're going to pick it up in the Gemara. We're going to start a little bit from a little bit above where we started yesterday via Idmer Shabbos, because I'm going to reset the whole Hachana discussion in the Gemara from here until the upcoming Mishnah. So really the entire discussion is all going to revolve around Hachana. We started this yesterday, but this is a really good place to start. So let's begin over here. V'ha Idmer, the Gemara says, why don't we consider the following? If you want to find us, we are a little bit less than halfway down on the Amud. First word on the line is Hain and Vahai Itmar. Shabbos V'yontav Rav Amar Nolda Bezeh Asur Bezeh. So you have an egg laid on one Yontav. You cannot eat it on the next day, which is Shabbos. Or conversely, if it's Shabbos and Yontav, same situation. Now the Gemara is bothered because we just established that when I have Shabbos and Yontav, or Yontav and Shabbos, the 2 days are contiguous, one to the next. So we said that the halacha is a Shtei Kedushos, and that's the psak of Rav. So it's Shtei Kedushos. So if it's true, so then what's the problem? It's two distinct days. It's not one long day. You have an egg laid on one day. You should be able to eat the next day. If the egg is laid on Shabbos or on Yontav itself, and you can't eat it that Shabbos or that Yontav on the day that it's laid, so that we understand. That's the answer of Nolad, which we'll talk actually more about later this morning. But if it's Shtei Kedushos and the egg was laid on one day, of course you're allowed to eat it the next day. So the Gemara says, so I don't understand the Psak of Rav. So Amar Rabba Hasam Misha Machana. So Rabba says, no, you misunderstood. The Psak of Rav over there has nothing to do with Kedusha Achas versus Shtei Kedushos. It's another issue, and that's Hachana. You can prepare from Shabbos to Yontav. You cannot prepare from Yontav to Shabbos. Detanya, we learned in a Braisa, Vayom Yom Shishiva Achinu. When describing the month, the Torah says that it would come down on a Friday, and you would prepare the man. And that means that in terms of preparation, chol mechin l'shabbos, v'chol mechin l'yamtov, v'in yamtov mechin l'shabbos, v'in shabbos mechin l'yamtov. The only thing you could do is you can You can have a weekday in preparation for Shabbos. You can have a weekday in preparation for Yontif, but you cannot prepare from Yontif to Shabbos, nor from Shabbos to Yontif. That is a, and seemingly, by the way, this is a drasha min haTorah, which means that this idea of hachana is an issur d'oraisa. So what we find over here now is that in explanation of Rav, that nol bezeh, sur bezeh, the egg laid on one day, you cannot eat the next day, has nothing to do with Kedusha Achishtei Kedushos, but it has everything to do with Hachana. Okay, so we are right now in the Gemara, pretty much where we left off yesterday, in a discussion of Hachana. Now the Gemara is going to note, now this idea of Hachana, is it a supportable idea? Meaning, are we going to have enough evidence to suggest that there is this Isser called Hachana? Now, if you ask Rabba would say evidence. I have a drasha. It's a drasha min haTorah. So, as we're going to see over the course of our sugya, so there are a number of Amoraim, Abai being at the lead over here, who are going to suggest that we don't subscribe to Hachana. Now, does Abaye reject Hachana out of hand? Does he reject it as an Isser min haTorah? That part's unclear. But clearly, what he's doing, however, is he's poking holes in this idea that there's such an Isser as Hachana. So Amalei Abala Elahad did not. So Abai says, why don't we consider the following Mishnah? And Ketzeru Osem Alicha Berishon Amachshir Chalav and Olu Uvalo B'Sheni Machshir Valav Ochlo Uvalo. We're going back to the Mishnah that we saw yesterday. In the Mishnah, so what do we do in terms of resetting the Eruv? So we already went through this thing yesterday. So what you're going to do is that you're going to walk to your new Makam Shvisa. Or you're going to send somebody else with your food. That's actually the case of the Mishnah. You're going to send somebody else with your food to the Makom Shvisa. We're assuming now that the first day was the Yontif. And now what he's going to do is he's going to stay there during the Banish Mashas period. And then he's going to pick up the food and he's going to walk back. Okay, and because it's Yontif, you're allowed to walk it back. Now, what you're going to do after that is the next Banish Mashas, meaning now Friday, the Friday Banish Mashas going into Shabbos, you're going to do the same thing, but you're going to bring your Erev Tchum over there. You're going to sit there during the Ben HaShemashos period. And then after Ben HaShemashos, you can't walk it back because it's Shabbos. But that's fine. You go ahead and you eat it. Fine. Now, ha kamechem yom tov l'Shabbos. So the Gemara says, so I don't understand. That's Hachana. That's a violation of Hachana. On Yom Tov, now you're preparing the Erev Tchum for Shabbos. That's Hachana. So Amalei Rabba. So Rabba now in his defense, because again, Rabba subscribes to the principle of Hachana. He's of the position that's an Isser min haTorah. It's a strong question against him. So Rabba's response, Misav v'sof ha'yom kone eruv, t'chilas ha'yom kone eruv, v'shabbos mechin al atzma. So Rabba says, look, in terms of when during the Ben HaShemashos period, is your eruv going to acquire your makom shvisa? So as we already discussed a couple of days ago, and we get to review, it is not clear when during the Ben HaShemashos period. Rabba now advocates that it is going to be at the end of the Ben HaShemashos period. What he describes as t'chilas ha'yom. T'chilas ha'yom literally means the beginning of Shabbos. Meaning it's the tail end of the Ben HaShemashos period. It's the beginning. It's the very beginning of Shabbos. That's the time when you are kona your makom shvisa. Comes out now that when is the Erev accomplishing its purpose? So that is already on Shabbos itself. So it's not Yontov preparing for Shabbos. It's Shabbos preparing for Shabbos. And therefore there's no problem. Elamiyata yarva belagin. So the Gemara says, so then we should make an Erev with the jugs that we described a couple of days ago. Tvul Yom jugs, where you put the Trumas Meiser in the Tvul Yom jugs. However, what you did is you put a delay on the Trumas Meiser. It should not be branded Trumas Meiser until evening, because after evening, the Tvul Yom will no longer be Tvul Yom. We already discussed this before. Anyway, and the Mishnah there in Tvul Yom taught us that although this is a fair move, where you could delay the Shame Trumas Meiser until the evening, but vis-a-vis your Erev Tchum, you cannot use it for Erev Tchum. That's what we learned in the Mishnah in Tvul Yom. Why not? Meaning, if what we're saying now is that really the effect of the Makom Shvisa does not, the Kinyan of the Makom Shvisa does not take place until the beginning of Shabbos, so then what's the problem? So be in Suda Ru, you may be all Yom Malaika. So the Gemara says, yeah, but for that we're going to go back to another point that we made, and that is that there's another halacha regarding the Erev Tchum, and that is it has to be edible before Ben HaShemashos. This is what the halacha of Seuda Haruya. And over here, it's true. From the standpoint of when the Erev is going to be Kona, it's going to be Kona at the beginning of Shabbos, meaning at the end of the Beinus Rosh Chodesh period. That part's true, but there's another consideration, another halacha, has to be Suda HaRu'uya. And since this is not edible going into Shabbos, now why isn't it edible? Because again, it's Tevel, it's Maaser Rishon, but we can call it Tevel, we are calling it Tevel, because the Trumas Maaser hasn't yet been separated. And it won't be separated until evening. So at this juncture, it's Tevel. Since it's Tevel, therefore it's inedible. Since it's inedible, it doesn't qualify for this halacha of Su'uda Haru'uyim Ibo'od Yom. So Elahad did not. So the Gemara says, okay, all well and good. Now the Gemara is going to ask another question on Rabbah. Again, Rabbah subscribes to Achana, and we seem to have a lot of evidence to suggest that we're not worried about Achana. Rabbi Lazar, Ma Yom Tov Asamal Chashamas, Beimel Afaneh, Beimel Achareha, Ma'ariv Adam Shnei Ruvim. So whether Yom Tov falls out before Shabbos or after Shabbos, a person can make two Eruvs. This is Shitas Rebbe Lazar. Now, Habi Inan Suda Ru'uya Mi Bo'od Yom Valeika, the Gemara says, now, you just unveiled this idea of Su'uda HaRu'uya. I don't understand. If according to Rebbe Eliezer, by the way, I'm sorry, I set it up wrong. We're not asking on Achana, we're asking on Su'uda HaRu'uya. We're going to come back to Achana a little bit later on. Okay. Apologies. Anyway, so you just said that it has to be a Suda HaRu'uya Mi'bo'od Yom. When you have back-to-back, Yom Tov Shabbos, so what you fail in is you don't have a Suda HaRu'uya. Why not? So as Rashi explains over here, and it's going to be clear from the Gemara, because what did you do? You have your point of center, your current point of center. You're going to be making an Erev now to the west, 2,000 Amas, and the second Erev that you're setting up is going to be to the east, 2,000 Amas. Okay, so let's call those points A and C. Let's call your current point B. Fine. Now, imagine that what you're going to try to do now is that you are going to you're going to be able to go transfer your Makom Shvisa from point A to C or from C to A. Doesn't really matter. So there, we're talking about a distance of traversing of 4,000 Amos. Now, you can't do that. So because you can't travel more than 2,000 Amos. So what the Gemara is bothered by is this requirement of Su'uda HaRu'uya, it is not a Su'uda HaRu'uya. While your C location has been set up over Yontev, there's no way you can access A. A is 4,000 Amas away, 2,000 Amas longer than what you can walk. So that means that over the duration of Yontev, A now becomes inaccessible, and therefore it's not a Su'uda HaRu'uya. And the Gemara says, so haven't we failed on that regard? How can I then make my second Erev for Shabbos in point A when meanwhile I can't access that point? Okay. So the Gemara says, okay, you made a lot of assumptions. And the Gemara says, you don't have to make all those assumptions. In fact, we're going to change some of those assumptions. Mitzvah is the manach le'besof alpayim amalekan, v'sof alpayim amalekan, lo, the manach le'besof elef amalekan, uv'sof elef amalekan. So the Gemara says that point A and C were not that far away from one another. In other words, the Makom Shvisa in point A was only 1,000 Amas away from your original point, right? We'll call that point B. And the other Makom Shvisa that you want to create is only 1,000 Amas in the other direction from the center. And so therefore, your new Erev Tchum is only 2,000 Amas away from where your first Erev Tchum was. And so since it's now accessible one to the other, so it is Hasu'uda HaRu'uya Lo. Okay, fine. So Ela Hadam Rav Yehuda Irev Bereglav Yom Rishon Ma'arev Bereglav Yom Sheni Irev Bepas B'Yom Rishon Ma'arev Bepas B'Yom Sheni. So the statement of Rav Yehuda, which we're going to see a couple of times this morning, is that if you made an Erev with your legs on day one, make an Erev with your legs on day two. If you make an Erev with bread on day one, make an Erev with bread on day two. So Hakamechim Yom Tov Shabbos, the Gemara says, what are you doing over here? You're making an Erev, preparing either the bread or you're walking over there in order to make an Erev for day two. So isn't walking over there going to be a violation of Achana? So Amar Le Misfaras Da'azov Amar Midi, Da'azov Shasek V'yasif. So the Gemara says, okay, so it's not a violation of Achana, because over here what we're doing is that you're walking over there and you're quiet and you're not telling anybody what you're doing. So the Gemara says, really, that's so interesting. So without a declaration, you mean to tell me that your Erev is going to work? So the Gemara says, it seems like you're subscribing to the viewpoint of Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. This viewpoint of Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, we're going to be discussing later in the Masechta. It's the idea that if you have an ownerless item, so it does acquire a makom shvisa. Obviously, the place where it's lying during the Bein HaShemashos period. But it's even though it obviously the item itself ownerless and didn't make a declaration, it's an inanimate object, so it acquires your location. Right now, the Gemara is thinking that when you go to a location making an Erev with your legs and without saying something, that is equivalent to an inanimate item. So the Gemara says, "Afil temer rabbanan ad kan lo pligi rabban alah de Rav Yochanan Nuri ela bi yashen de lo matzi amar aval b'nei or di ibay lamemer matzi amar afagav de lo amar kaman da amar dami." So the Gemara says, not comparable. When you walk to a location, and you don't say something, but at least potentially you could have said something, that is considered as if you said something. So that is not the same as chefze hefker, and it's not the same as a person who's sleeping. Meaning Rav Yochanan ben Nuri makes a comparison that a person sleeping is like chefze hefker, and that they both do not have consciousness, and therefore, do they or do they not acquire their makom shvisa? Rav Yochanan ben Nuri says yes, the Chachamim say no. But that is limited to a case where you're either talking about an inanimate object or a person sleeping who is not conscious. But over here, when we are discussing somebody who is awake and walking to that location, he doesn't have to make a declaration simply by virtue of him being there. So, and the potential of him being able to say something, it's tantamount to him having had actually said something. Okay, so where do we stand right now? We are in the middle of a discussion of Rabbah regarding Hachana. The Gemara notes that there seems to be a bias so far has been at the forefront, challenging this idea of Hachana from a number of places. Our Mishnah over here, the statement of Rav Yehuda that we just went through, so far the Gemara has defended the position of Rabba. The Gemara says, Amalei Rabba Baruchana L'Abaye, Yavishmielei Lamar Haditanya. Rabba Baruchana says to Abaye, if Mar would have heard, Mar is a reference to Rabba, if Mar would have heard the following Braisa, I'm not sure if he would have held his position. And the Braisa says, Lo Yalech Adam L'Sof Sadeh Leida, Mahi Tzricha, Kayotzebo, Lo Yitayel Adam Al Pesach Medina, Kedeshi Kanes Lemerchat, Miyad. Miyad Hadarbe. So let's consider the following Braisa, and the two halachas mentioned in this Braisa. Number one is that a person cannot go to the edge of his field to know what is necessary for that field. Meaning, you're not going to work the field on Shabbos, obviously, but you get a head start. You go over there to the field, you'll assess exactly what is going on over there and what is necessary and what's needed in that field. And similarly, and you can't get that head start on Shabbos. Similarly, to go to the base of Merchatz in order to get a head start, in order to basically to be first in line, so that after Shabbos is over, you're not allowed to do that as well. So what do you see over here? You see that acts of Hachana from Shabbos to after Shabbos for activities that you cannot do on Shabbos itself, so that's going to be prohibited. Let's first read the Gemara and then I'll come back to Rashi. So the Gemara says, the Velohi. Now, it happens to be that he's well aware of these halachas, he's well aware of the Braisa, and he wouldn't have retracted. So the Velohi. Shamalei V'lo Hadarbe. He knows the Braisa, he's still holding his position. Hasa Mucha Milsa, Hachalav Mucha Milsa. It depends on whether something is self-evident or something is not self-evident. So eats over Mirabana, meaning the guy's just walking around. Now, you and I know he's walking around in order to create a new Makom Shvisa. However, it is not self-evident. Why? Because if the man's a Tamu Chacham, so Amrei Shmaita Mishachte. So people will say, look, he's engrossed in his learning. His head is right now in learning, and he's walking around, pacing as he's learning, and it helps him focus, it helps him concentrate. Okay, that's one. V'ima amaretzu, and now if the person's an amaretz, amrei chamri ikrislei. So, okay, he's walking around. You know why he's walking around? Because he lost a donkey, and he's trying to find his donkey. And interesting, by the way, that you're allowed to look for a lost item on Shabbos, okay? And we're assuming that we're within Tchum, so there's no problem with that whatsoever. So, again, it's not self-evident what he's doing. On the other hand, the examples that are given in the Braisa, the person is going to his field to assess, The Gemara is assuming that that's pretty self-evident. Also, in the case where a person is waiting to basically get first in line to go to the bathhouse after Shabbos, again, pretty self-evident what he's doing. These are activities, working the field, taking a bath. These are activities that are prohibited on Shabbos. So therefore, getting a jump start at the end of Shabbos to be in a position to be there, and these are activities where, and the walking itself is self-evident, the Gemara says that becomes now a problem. That is a violation of Achana. Rashi over here says Mucha Milsa. So my bai besadeu im lo leida mahitzricha. Right. So Rashi just simply says that when you're going out to the field, people know you're in the field in order to assess. V'rachmana amar mimso chefzicha. And Rashi says, and this is all a violation of what? So it's all a violation of the pasuk in Yeshayahu, which back in Shabbos we discussed in some more detail. In that, on Shabbos, your Shabbos has to be different. And you cannot do the activities of Shabbos that you're doing during the week. And week you do business. Yeah, that's Mimso Chefzecha. And also Daber Davar. And also your speech on Shabbos has to be different. But Mimso Chefzecha is where you cannot do weekday activities, even though it's not a malacha per se. But these are weekday activities. And therefore, you cannot do them on Shabbos. As Rashi goes on to say, same thing with the bathhouse as well. Okay. Gufa Amar Rav Yehuda. Okay, so far, where have we stood on this issue of Achana? Rabba was a proponent that one cannot be preparing from Shabbos to Yom Tov, nor from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Abaye has been challenging. Rava Bar Rav Hanan just challenged. The Gemara goes back to that statement of Rav Yehuda that we mentioned just moments earlier. Gufa Amar Rav Yehuda Yireh Baragla B'Yom Rishon Me'arev Baragla B'Sheni. When you have 2 days of Yom Tov and Shabbos, and you make an Erev on day number one, and you're going to now make another Erev on day number two, and according to Rabbi Eliezer, you could do that L'chatchila. How do you do that? So that is predicated on the statement of Rav Yehuda. If you made an Erev with your legs on day one, you can now go ahead and make an Erev on day number two with your legs. Erev b'pas b'yom rishon, me'arev b'pas b'yom sheni. Making an Erev with bread on day one, you can go ahead and make an Erev with bread on day number two. Erev b'pas b'rishon, me'arev b'ragla v'sheni. If you made an Erev on day one with bread, you can make an Erev on day two with your legs, meaning by walking to that location. Now we have one more permutation to go through. Erev beraglav berishon, ein ma'ariv bepas b'sheni, she'ein ma'arvin betchila bepas. However, here's what you can't do. You can't make an Erev with your legs on day number one, and then subsequently on day number two, make an Erev with bread. Why? So Rav Yehuda ends very abruptly, because ein ma'arvin betchila bepas. You cannot make your Erev primarily, ideally, for the second day using bread. And now, why not? So Rashi explains over here, in Marvin B'tichilah B'pas, Yom Tov V'Shabbos. We're talking about the scenario where it's Yom Tov V'Shabbos, Mishum Achana. Over here, Rav Yehuda is subscribing to Rabbah's Halacha of Hachana. Dikari Lehashta Shem Erev. Because what are you going to have to do? When you're going from Yom Tov to Shabbos and you're using bread to make an Erev, so what you're going to have to do is that with that bread, you're going to make a declaration. And you're saying that this bread is going to be Kona, my new Makom Shvisa, for this upcoming Shabbos. So on Yom Tov, you're doing an act of preparation for Shabbos with the bread. Again, with the walking, so we already explained. The walking's not a big deal because you're walking around, you're engaged in learning, you're looking for a lost item. Walking by itself is not an issue. And, as we already pointed out, you're not saying anything, right? You're keeping quiet. So that's fine. But over here, when it comes to the bread, you're going to have to give the bread a designation, right? Rashi describes it almost like Kriyas Hashem. Much like what we do with Truma, when we establish that this portion of the produce is Truma, so we're koreshim here as well. So we're giving a designation, a status to the bread. So that you're not allowed to do. Now, if you think about it for a moment, wait a second. In just moments earlier, Rav Yehuda says that if I make an Erev with bread on day one, so I can make an Erev with bread on day number two. Well, isn't that the same problem? Gemara is going to address that right now. So Amar Shmuel Uva Oso Hapas. So Shmuel's of the position that the only way that I can make the Erev on day two with bread after I used it for day one is I'm using the same loaf of bread. Meaning we're going to go back to that scenario that we described in the Mishnah. You made an Erev with bread on day one. You brought it back home with you. So or somebody else went out and brought it back home with you. Because if you went out, you could just simply just be there during the B'nai Shemashos period. But anyway, the point is that it's the same loaf of bread. If it's the same loaf of bread, it's not going to be a violation of Achana. Why? Because there's no Kriya Shein. Meaning over there, since the bread already was used as your Erev Tchum, So it's already been given the assignment, the status of Erev bread. So when you go out the next day and you reuse it the next day, so it's not going to be a violation of being mechin from the Yontif to the Shabbos. I'm Ravashi Dekanami Masnisen Diktani. Ravashi says, look, let's go back to our Mishnah. It's meduyik in the Mishnah this way. So in the Mishnah, exactly the scenario was described, using the bread for day one, bringing it back with you, reusing it for day number two, recycling of the bread. It's in the Mishnah. Okay, so it seems to be a wonderful raya for this idea of Rav Yehuda, who subscribes to Rabbah. There's an issue of achana. You can't use bread for the first time for the second day. That's going to require an act of achana from Yontif to Shabbos, because you're going to have to designate that bread as your Erev bread, and you're doing that designation on Yontif. It's a violation of achana. Okay, and it seems to be that our Mishnah is a good raya for Rabbah. V'Rabbanan. Now, what about the Chachamim? Now, who are we making reference to over here? So Rashi says, we're going back to the Amoraim. Who disputed Rabbah? Abaye, Rava Bar Chanan of the previous Amud. So they seemingly are not subscribing to Achana. So then what would be the point of the Mishnah? Meaning, why is the Mishnah so gung-ho about using the same loaf of bread? So they don't subscribe to Achana. And again, from the Gemara, it sounds like over here that they just dismiss it out of hand. That's what it seems like. But anyway, so they don't subscribe to Hachana. So if that's true, so then why is the Mishnah insistent on recycling the same loaf of bread? So V'Rabbanan, Dilma Hasa Meitza Tova Kamashmalan. The Mishnah is not telling us what you have to do. The Mishnah is just simply over here giving us good advice so that we get to save a loaf of bread. Meaning, you want to know how you could reuse a loaf of bread and make two Erev Tchums with that one loaf of bread? So the Mishnah says, here, I'm giving you Eitza Tova. Not because you have to do it, not because there's any isser of achana. It just happens to be that it's a great way to be frugal and to conserve. Okay, Adkan, that takes us now to the end of our first sugya of this morning. A discussion in the Gemara regarding whether or not Yontov and Shabbos is considered Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushos, and a subsequent discussion of the Gemara of Hachana de Rabbah. Rabbah's isser that one cannot be preparing from Yontov to Shabbos, nor from Shabbos to Yontov. And so the question is, how can I set up my Erev Tchum from Yontov to Shabbos? That is seemingly an act of Achana, a violation of Achana. And that's what the Gemara has been dealing with since introducing us to this Isra of Achana the Rabbah. Okay. Now, obviously, as we are on the precipice of two days of Rosh Hashanah, so now it's just wonderful how the Daf coordinates and aligns perfectly with the time of year that we're in. So now we're going to basically have the same exact discussion that we just had, but not regarding Shabbos Yontov, but now regarding the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. And as you can imagine, also there's another point to discuss as well, and that's of course the 2 days of Yontov, right? In Galus, Yontov is a two-day affair. And so the 2 days of Yontov, Begalus, is that also going to be considered Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushos? So this question of Kedusha Achas, Shtei Kedushos was asked first by Shabbos Yontov. That was Daf Lamed Ches. Daf Lamed Tes is going to be the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. And then the end of today's daf, going into tomorrow's daf, we're going to be discussing it in the context of Yontov Sheni Shel Galus. Okay, good. So we start here with the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rosh Hashanah Shaya Yari Shema Tis Aber. So when I have Rosh Hashanah with the concern that it's going to be an Ibriyar. Okay, so quickly. Well, let's do this really quickly, and probably I'm going to do it too quickly. So in terms of Rosh Hashanah, so Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh. Right, it's one of the best kept secrets out there. In fact, it's so interesting. We try to keep it a secret, right? We're not we don't bench the month of Tishrei. In the Tefillah of Rosh Hashanah, almost no mention of the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh. A discussion in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah to this idea. Okay, anyway, it's a well kept secret. But meanwhile, Rosh Hashanah is really Rosh Chodesh, which means that the first day of Tishrei is the day of Rosh Hashanah. It's the Yontov of Rosh Hashanah. Now, when is that going to be? So it's when Beis Din declares it to be Rosh Chodesh. And when is that? And when could that be? So for the last 1,700 years, approximately. So we've been working with a fixed calendar. So it's no surprise when Rosh Chodesh is going to be. But let's go to the first 1,700 years. My numbers are not exact. It's just a great way to divide history since Mamet Har Sinai. Mamet Har Sinai was approximately 3,300 years ago. So basically, Jewish history from then can be divided into two halves: 1700, again, approximately. First 1700 years, we were Mekadosh the Chodesh al Pi HaRe'iyah with Edim and a Beis Din. And then for the last 1700 years, so we've been working with a fixed calendar. So for us, it's no surprise. But let's go over to the first 1700 years, where Beis Din was Mekadosh the Chodesh al Pi HaRe'iyah. And now, what are two candidates in terms of days that could become Rosh Chodesh Tishrei? So it could be either the 30th day of the month of Elul or the 31st day of the month of Elul. So those are your two candidates. Okay. Now, it happens to be that with our fixed calendar, Elul is always going to be 29 days. But it could be that Elul is going to be a 30-day month, which means that the 31st day will be the first day of Tishrei. So fine, so we have two candidates. So under those circumstances where you're living at a time where the Mekadosh al Pi HaRe'iyah, and now you don't know which day is going to be Rosh Hashanah. You don't know which day is going to be Rosh Chodesh, which of course now is, you don't know which day is going to be Rosh Hashanah. What do you do? So, Rabbi Huda Omer, Rosh Hashanah Shaya Yari Shemit Esaber. The language of the Mishnah is so interesting and a little bit difficult. You're concerned, Shemit Esaber. Why are you concerned? Where are you right now that you need to be concerned? So Rashi in the Mishnah writes that you're a Begola. Right now you're out in the diaspora. Kamayu Shema Yasu based in Hagadol Elo Meubar. Now you don't know. In other words, you don't have any means of communication. And unlike Yantiv, which we're going to be learning in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, so there were shlichim that went out from the Beis HaMikdash, disseminating the information to everybody that it is which day was Rosh Chodesh, and for your standard Yantivs of Pesach and Sukkot, so you have a little over 2 weeks in order to tell the people. It's actually a little less than 2 weeks, but again, we'll discuss that later on. But over here, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh, so the Yontif itself is instantly achieved with the declaration of Rosh Chodesh. So now you have a problem for anyone living outside. Rashi over here says Gola, right? You're out in the diaspora. Presumably, anywhere in Eretz Yisrael outside of Yerushalayim also has the same problem. But anyway, so Begola Kamari Shema Yasu Beis Din Hagadol Elo Meubar V'Yushne Yamim Tovim V'Hu Tzarech Leilech B'Rishon Letzad Echad V'Shen Letzad Acher. Now, when you're in the Golas during this time, where Beis Din was Mekadosh al Pi HaRe'iyah, so you went into a very simple problem. When you go to the 30th day of Elul, that could be Rosh Hashanah, meaning the 30th of day, 30th of Elul, is a candidate to become Rosh Chodesh. And because you are outside of Yerushalayim with no means of communication, so you're simply not going to know. So what do you do going into the 30th day of Elul? You treat that like Rosh Hashanah. Now, could very well be that the 30th day of Elul did not become Rosh Chodesh. It just simply was and remained the 30th day of Elul. So what do you do? So the next day now could also be Rosh Hashanah. So the next day is also going to be observed as Rosh Hashanah. So far, so good. With that stated, so now we go back to the Mishnah, and Rashi already said, I read the Rashi, but I didn't explain it, and Rashi said that you want to make two separate Erev Tchums for day one and day two, right? For day 30 and 31. And so what do you do? So Ma'ariv Adam Shnei Eruvim Ba'omer. So what you're going to do is you're going to set up two Erevs, and you're going to say the following. Eruv Berishon LeMizrach V'Shen LeMariv. Berishon LeMariv V'Shen LeMizrach. Eruv Berishon V'Sheni Kivnei Iri. Eruv V'Sheni Uverishon Kivnei Iri. So according to Shitas Rav Yehuda, so basically it's two distinct days. Since it's two distinct days, so therefore you can make an Erev in two different locations. And I read that really quickly. Go back to yesterday's Mishnah, all the various permutations, but to say it succinctly, you are going to be making an Erev in two separate locations. You can make an Erev in two separate locations, meaning what Rabbi Yehuda is arguing is that it's Shtei Kedushas. Now, is that a Chiddush? Didn't we say that in yesterday's Daf? No, in yesterday's Daf, that was a debate regarding Shabbos then followed by Yontif, and there was a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. What Rabbi Yehuda is arguing over here is that even according to the Chachamim, who in the previous Mishnah said that Shabbos Yontif are considered Kedusha Achas, or at least Safek Kedusha Achas, over here when it comes to the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, so Rabbi Yehuda is of the position that even here he would subscribe, they would subscribe, the Chachamim would subscribe to the idea that it's 2 days, it's two separate days. V'lohodolo Chachamim, the Chachamim did not agree. We'll get to who the Chachamim are in just a moment, when we start with the Gemara. That's halacha number one. Va'odam Rav Yehuda Masna Adamaka Kala B'Yom Tov Rishon Va'ochla B'Sheni. Additionally, Rav Yehuda says that a person can make a tanai with a basket on Yom Tov Rishon and then eat that basket on Yom Tov Sheni. What basket are we talking about over here? We're talking about a basket of tevel, and you want to be mafresh truma. You're not allowed to be mafresh truma on Shabbos nor on Yom Tov. So now it's Yom Tov and you have a basket of tevel. What do you do? So you can make a tanai. Now, which Yontif are we talking about over here? So Rashi says we're talking about Rosh Hashanah, meaning this is not Yontif Sheni Shel Galios. We're going to get to that later in the Gemara. In the Mishnah over here, we're talking about Rosh Hashanah. So, according to Rav Yehuda, since the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are two distinct and separate days, obviously they are back-to-back, but they are Shtei Kedushos. So now, with that, you can make the following declaration. If today is Rosh Hashanah, so then tomorrow, there's no problem with Hafrashos Trumos Amaisos, because tomorrow is Chol. And if tomorrow is Rosh Hashanah, then today is a weekday. And so therefore, a person can make, and I'm sorry, let me finish the sentence, and I'll be Mafrish Trumos Amaisos today. So, you can make such a Tanai, according to Rav Yehuda. And similarly, you have an egg laid on one day, you're allowed to eat it the next day. So, again, the Chachamim don't agree in those cases as well. Now, the Mishnah over here is not seemingly providing any more information, just simply giving us more examples. And so the question we're going to ask, the Gemara is going to ask is, why do we need more examples? We already got the principles down, so the examples are just simply an application of the principles. Okay, so the Gemara is going to ask that question. Rabbi Dosa ben Harkonis Omer ha'over lefnei ateva b'yamtav shavishon Omer. Now, Rabbi Dosa ben Harkonis says, so when you daven for the Amud on Rosh Hashanah, so it's a little bit strange, meaning we're still within the same scenario. So you're out in the Gullus and you don't know, it's the 30th day of Elul, and you don't know if today is Rosh Chodesh, meaning Rosh Hashanah, or maybe tomorrow is. So how do you daven for the Amud? So Rav Dosa ben Horkanus has an interesting solution. So you say the following: B'yom Tosha Rishon Hashanah Amar Hachlitzei Hashem Lakeinu Es Yomer Rosh Chodesh Hazeh Im Hayom Im Lamachar. So and you actually put the clause in the Nusach HaTfila if it's today. Now, admittedly, by the way, that's not going to be the most inspirational Tfila for everybody, right? Listen, imagine everyone listening and understanding what they're hearing, and that is, well, today, Akash Baruch Hu, please save us and make it a wonderful Rosh Chodesh, and make it a wonderful Yantiv and a Rosh Hashanah and an awesome Yom Adin. That is, of course, if today is in fact Rosh Hashanah. And everyone's in the room is wondering, what do you mean if today is Rosh Hashanah? It isn't? Okay. So, Ulamach Ruomar Im Hayom Im Emesh. And then on the next day, on the 31st day of Elul, which again, now, either today is Rosh Chodesh Rosh Hashanah, or yesterday was Rosh Chodesh Rosh Hashanah, making today just the second day of Tishrei. And again, we don't know, so what do you say when you're davening for the Amud? You say if it was today or if it was yesterday. The Chachamim said that is not a good idea. Okay, obviously much to discuss over here in the Mishnah. We start with the Gemara. Man lahodu lo. Okay, so the Chachamim dispute Rav Yehuda. The 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are not two in separate distinct days, but rather it's one long day. So Amar Rav, Rav Yosihi. So Rav identifies the Tana of the Chachamim as being Rav Yosi, the Tanya. We learned on a Brisa, Modim Chachamim, the Rav Lazar, Rav Rosh Hashanah, Shaya Yari, Shema Tisaber, Ma'ariv Adam, Shnei Ruvim, Va'omer, Ruve, Berishon, Lamizrach, Uvishen Lamara, Berishon Lamara, Uvishen Lamizrach, Ruve, Berishon, Uvishen Kivne Iri, Ruve, Bishani, Uvishen Kivne Iri. So here in this Brisa, so we are reviewing the position of. Now, in the Braisa, it says, Modim Chachamim L'Rav Elazar. But after having learned the Mishnah, we know that the Chachamim mentioned in this Braisa is Rabbi Yehuda. Good. And reviewing the position that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are two separate and distinct days. And Rabbi Yossi Oser, the last three words of the Braisa is what we're here for. And that is, and Rabbi Yossi says, no, you can't do that. Meaning the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are Yuma Rech. That's one long day. And Amar Lehem Rabbi Yossi. And here in the Braisa, we have a dialogue. Rav Yossi says back to the Chachamim, "Iata modim shimbao edim and amincha ulamala shenagim asom yom kodesh ulamachar kodesh." And Rav Yossi says to the Chachamim, "Consider, meaning what happens in the Beis Hamikdash itself, where today is the 30th day of Elul, which means that today is a candidate for Rosh Chodesh / Rosh Hashanah. What do we do that day?" And let's take a look at Rashi over here, where Rashi describes the day, the 30th day of Elul in the Beis HaMikdash. So, Rav Yossi Omer, Rashi writes, it's the second to last Rashi, the long one. The Kasav Lamishum Sfeke the Shema Bo Edim B'Yom Lamed, Safik B'Yom Lamed Aleph, L'chude Itkin. It's not just a Safik as to the reason why it is that we are observing 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. It's not just based on that Safik, but Ella. Af mishum shema bo edim min amincha ulamala itkin. So it's because of the scenario where the witnesses who are coming and reporting that today is Rosh Chodesh / Rosh Hashanah, they may come in the afternoon, on the afternoon of the 30th. Now, what's the problem with that? Rashi goes on to explain. The Tarvai Kedishi, in such a situation, so now, not because of Suffolk, but because of Takana, day number 30 is going to be Rosh Chodesh / Rosh Hashanah. Now, I don't really mean Rosh Chodesh, because the next day is going to be Rosh Chodesh. But nevertheless, from a Takana standpoint, that day is going to be treated like Rosh Hashanah. And the next day also is going to be treated like Rosh Hashanah as well. The next day is actually going to be Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah. Now, Rashi goes on to explain. The Amar Rabban Shayim Mitzapim B'yom Lam Shal Elo Shema Yavo Edim Shiniris HaLavana Bo V'ikachu Bost Ebezin Es HaChodesh Hayom V'noagin Os HaYom Kodesh Shema Yom Tovhu. So now, because the 30th day, we're waiting for the Edim to come that entire day. So we go into that day, meaning even the eve of the 30th, we go into that day behaving like this day is going to be Rosh Chodesh / Rosh Hashanah. Vitanya Tamisha Rosh Hashanah Shachris Karav Keil Chaso. Now, in the Beis HaMikdash, so how do you operate? Meaning, if you think about it, it's so interesting where it's not Rosh Chodesh, it could be Rosh Chodesh, contingent on whether or not the witnesses come and declare and testify that they saw the new moon, and the Beis Din goes ahead and sanctifies the day as Rosh Chodesh. So now, we don't have this information as of yet, so you're in the Beis HaMikdash, and what do you do now as far as Karbanos is concerned? So the Braisa teaches us that the Tamisha Rosh Hashanah Shachris Karav Keil Chaso, Tamisha Chol, so you're going to offer it like as if it's a weekday carbon. Vishir Shachol, HaMesukan LeYom, BeHashir, Shayula HaLevim, Omrim BeVeis HaMikdash, BeYom HaRishon, BeTamishol, BeYom HaRishon, etc., etc. So as far as the morning is concerned, so the carbonos that are brought in the morning are going to be weekday carbonos. And the Shir Shol Yom is going to be whatever weekday it is. And now, B'tamishol ben arba'im omer shir acher hasirosim misefa shekmo, kidar mina beperek basra shav Rosh Hashanah. And now, as far as the tamishol ben arba'im, so that is going to be the perek and tehillim that you're going to say is the one that is for Rosh Hashanah. V'imbo edem acher tamishol ben arba'im shekvar karav b'shir shochol. Now, what if that first day wasn't declared to be Rosh Hashanah? Now, what do you do for the tamishol ben arba'im, the afternoon carbon tamid? So there you're going to bring it like a weekday karban, tiknu v'shir shachol, tiknu shiyu mekachin achodesh machar. Now, if the witnesses come after the tamishol ben arba'im, so now we have a dilemma. On one hand, the edim are coming and saying today is Rosh Chodesh. On the other hand, we already offered both karban tamishol shachar and tamishol ben arba'im as a weekday karban. So now what are we going to do? So what we're going to do is the chachamim established. We'll finish off today, treating today like Rosh Hashanah, but understanding and recognizing that today's not Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Chodesh will be pushed off to the next day. And Rashi goes on to explain, Tiknu sheyeh mekachin achodesh machar, umiyom ha-machras monim kviyaso, kidei lomar shir ha-haroi liyom tov. Now, as far as Rosh Chodesh is concerned, that'll be the next day. The 31st day of Elul, which is not the 31st day of Elul, but rather Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, that's Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. And that's going to be the actual day of Rosh Chodesh. Even though the 30th day of Elul is to be treated like Rosh Hashanah, like a Yantav, even though as far as Rosh Chodesh is concerned, it's the next day, which is going to be Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah. Omikom akom, gam ayom, shloshim, nohagim kodesh ke tchilaso. Shekach tiknu shiyonogim oso ayom kodesh. Ve'afilu gamr shal yom, ve'afa pishiyodim shiitchal yam ha-machras, ula machar kodesh. So Rashi says over here, so, in the Beis HaMikdash, so because we started off the 30th day of Elul as treating it as a Rosh Hashanah, vis-a-vis Karbanos, we're going to bring weekday Karbanos, until we know otherwise. But vis-a-vis the day itself, we're going to be treating it like a Yantav, with the Isser Malacha, and then even if the witnesses were to be coming on day 30, but after Mincha, we'll finish, and we're postponing Rosh Chodesh to the next day, we're going to finish off the 30th day as a day of Yantav. The next day is also going to be the Yantav Rosh Hashanah. And then, as far as what day is the first day of Tishrei, it'll be the next day, the 31st day, which will be the Rosh Chodesh of Tishrei. Anyway, all this now is a description of the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah and the Beis HaMikdash. And then Rashi continues, V'harechokim mi Beis Din, nohagin shnei yamim tovim. And now, anyone living outside the Beis HaMikdash, so here's what they do. Day 30 and 31, both days are going to be Rosh Hashanah. And Rashi writes, La mishum safek, nearest Levana b'yom lamed, v'av sheni chol suffik b'yom lamed aleph, v'av rishon chol kavde. It has nothing to do with suffix, says Rashi. But Ela Mishum, Shemabo Edem, Acher Tamishal Ben Arbayim, Benagu Beisin Shneim Kodesh Ka'avde Amashneim Kodesh. It's because of the Takanas Chachamim. Because in the event that the Edem come after Min HaMincha Lamala, so the Beisin in the Beis HaMikdash will now declare today to continue to be Rosh Hashanah, but tomorrow is going to be Rosh Hashanah Rosh Chodesh. But both days are instituted as days of Yantav. It's not Mishum Safeg, but because of an institution, because of a Takana. That is somewhat lengthier explanation, but a fuller explanation in terms of why the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, according to Rav Yossi, is a Yuma Arich, that's really one long day. And therefore, obviously, Rav Yossi will not subscribe to the ideas of the Mishnah of being able to lay out two different Erev Tchums. We are going back to the Gemara. We're on the Amud Beis. So top of Amud Tesam and Beis, V'Rabbanan. So Hasim Kiyech Delalazal Bei, and the Chachamim will say, no, you misunderstood. The only reason why it's done is only so there won't be any zilzal. Meaning the truth of the matter is that really the next day is Rosh Hashanah, and only the next day is Rosh Hashanah. The only reason why it was in the Beis Hamikdash the first day to be observed is because we're worried about future years. Future years, we go through this procedure, and people will remind themselves or remember last year, right? It was the 30th day they thought was Rosh Hashanah, and then they called it off. Don't worry this year. We're observing the 30th day of Elul as Rosh Hashanah, but last year they called it off. I'm afraid they're going to do the same thing this year as well. But according to the Chachamim, it's not because of an independent institution. It's just for this concern of Zilzal. But the truth of the matter is that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah really, in essence, are done Mishum Safek. Okay, we go back to our Mishnah. A number of examples in the Mishnah regarding the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, where according to Rav Yehuda, they are two distinct days, and therefore, the first example is laying out two Erev Tchums. Other examples in the Mishnah. Why do we have to go through other examples of the Mishnah? It's just applications of the same principle. Utzricha di'yashminen Rosh Hashanah ba'akam Rav Yehuda Mishum d'lo ka'aved midi. Now, if we're just talking about setting up the Erev Tchum, so the Erev Tchum, so you're not really doing anything. Meaning that you are just walking around, so to say. So, aval kalkala de mechzikim entakin tevla, but with the basket of tevel, where you are now making a tanai, declaring it to be, you're declaring the hafrasha shumas amaisos on the contingency that one of these days is Rosh Hashanah, one of these days is not. So on day one, you'll just simply make the tanai. So there, you're actually doing hafrasha based on this tanai. So I'm a model of the Rabbana. So I would have thought over there, that's certainly going to be a design of Rosh Hashanah. And Rav Yehuda wouldn't allow that over there. I would have thought maybe he would agree with the Chachamim. V'yesh minin hani tarti mishum d'leka l'migzer alayu. Ava beitza d'ika l'migzer bay mishum peres anoshim. O mishum mashkin shezavu. Eim amodul l'rabanan. Now, in the cases of the Eruv and the basket of Tevel, fine. So there's no other consideration. But when it comes to the example of the egg, where the egg is laid on one day, and then you're allowed to eat it the next day. So the Gemara says, in that scenario, so I would have said that maybe Rav Yehuda would agree to the Chachamim. Why? Because an egg laid on Yantav. Why is an egg laid on Yantav going to be Aser? So open up the beginning of Masechta Beitza, where the Gemara spends the first 3 or 4 blot of the Masechta dealing with that very question. An egg laid on Yantav. So the answer, the standard answer, is no lot. But that's one of, if I'm not mistaken, 4 different answers over there, 4 different approaches over there in the beginning of Masechta Beitza. So there are other explanations as well. The other explanations are, and the Gemara over here goes through 2. Interesting over here, the Gemara only considers 2 of the 4 possible explanations. But anyway, de'ikar lemegzer mishum, peres anoshim, right? Fruit that falls off of a tree. Meaning if fruit falls off of a tree on Shabbos, on Yontif, so that is going to be aser. If we habituate ourselves to eating an egg that was laid on Yontif, so then we're going to go ahead and eat the fruit that falls off a tree on Shabbos and Yontif, and that's going to be aser. Or because mashkim shezavu, or because of the liquid that comes out of a grape. Liquid that comes out of a grape, the act of squeezing itself is an issur d'oraisa. But liquid coming out of the grape, so that is an issur d'rabbanan. We discussed it actually at the end of Masechta Shabbos, at the tail end. So if we get used to the idea of eating an egg laid from a chicken on Yontif, so then we'll get comfortable with the idea of eating derivative products. And so those are two reasons why in the Gemara in Beitza, the Chachamim asered the egg that was laid by a chicken. So over here, I would have thought that what Rav Yehuda would have said is, look, if we allow an egg to be eaten on the second day of Rosh Hashanah that was laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, even though Me'ikar Adinah would be Mutter, because he views them as two distinct days, but nevertheless, once you get habituated to that, so then you are going to violate these other Isurim that are mentioned over there in the Gemara in Beitza. Okay, Tanya. Let's do a little bit more for this morning. We learned in Abraisa. So we're just going through the specifics of how to make that Tanai for the basket of Tevel. So So you had two baskets in front of you of Tevel. So you say the following. Look, it's 2 days Rosh Hashanah. According to Rav Yehuda, only one of those days actually has Kedusha. Now we're going to observe both days, but we know that only one of those days. Again, that's according to Rabbi Yehuda. We don't paskin this way. But anyway, and here's what you're going to say. Here's the articulation. You're going to have the two baskets, and you're going to say, if today is Chol and tomorrow is Kodesh, so I'm doing the Hafrasha today. V'im ayom Kodesh l'machir Chol, ein bedvari klum. V'kore alav shem u'minicho. So, and then you say, look, if today's Yontif and tomorrow's Chol, then I'm saying nothing. And then you just leave the two baskets. Tomorrow you do the same thing. And the next day you just simply do the same thing with the basket and you say, if today's a weekday and yesterday was Yontif, I'm doing the Hafrasha right now. And if today's Yontif and yesterday was a weekday, so I'm saying nothing. And then, obviously, you covered your bases because the Hafrasha was done with either permutation, with one of those two permutations. And Rav Yossi says it's Asur. V'chena ya Rav Yossi also b'shnei yamim tovim shal galios. And Rav Yossi also is on the 2 days the 2 days of Yontif shal galios. Okay, and this is a good place to stop. And this brings us to the topic of the yamim tovim of galios and Sfeiga de Yuma, which we'll pause over here and we'll pick it up tomorrow. Okay, and let's quickly recap our day. We finished up the sugya of Hachana de Rabba, where Rabba says that it is prohibited to prepare from Shabbos to Yontif, from Yom to Shabbos. Hachana can only be done from a weekday to Yontif. I asked the question already yesterday, but here in the review, I'll say it quickly and succinctly. You have to wonder, how are you allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos by setting up an Erev Tavshilin? Erev Tavshilin is a rabbinic institution, and now you're allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos. How can you do that? Right? According to Rabba, it's an Issur d'oraisa to cook from Yontif to Shabbos. And your Erev Tavshilin, a rabbinic institution, is not going to be able to bypass you in Issur D'oraisa. Good, this question was asked by Tosfos on Lamed Chesamad Aleph. And he says that Rabba subscribes to the principle of Hoel. Since guests can come on Yontif, so therefore the cooking that you're doing on Yontif principally could be viewed as cooking that you're doing for Yontif, based on the principle of Hoel. Okay, see Tosfos on the bottom of Lamed Chesamad Aleph asking and answering that question and more discussion on that topic. Anyway, so the idea of Hachana de Rabba, so you cannot prepare from Yontif to Shabbos. So how can you set up your Erev Tchum from Yontif to Shabbos, which is what the Mishnah allows according to the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, which Rav says is in fact the Halacha. So how do you set up your Erev from Yontif to Shabbos? So the Gemara asked this question and gave a number of answers predicated on, are you making the Erev with your legs? Are you making the Erev with a loaf of bread? Good. And the Gemara went back and forth. It seems like from the entire discussion that both Abaye and Rava bar Rav Chanan are not subscribing to the Yisurim of Hachana. That's what it seems like. Okay. So it's a machlokas amongst the Amoraim whether or not subscribe to the principle of Hachana. Which, again, is really interesting because Rava based it on a drasha. And what is Abaye saying? I don't follow that drasha. He don't subscribe to such a drasha. Okay. Anyway, but we continue. That was our first topic of today. Second topic of today was the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. The 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is the question's the same question. Is it two distinct days or is it one long day of Kedusha? Right? Shtei Kedusha is Kedusha Achas. But the answer is not necessarily the same. Rav Yehuda subscribed in our Mishnah to the idea that despite the fact that in the previous Mishnah, the Chachamim viewed Yom Tov Shabbos as Kedusha Achas, They don't agree to that idea regarding Rosh Hashanah. They treat Rosh Hashanah to be shtei kedushas. That is Rav Yehuda's position. However, and therefore, for Rosh Hashanah, you could do all the things that we described in the previous Mishnah, and then our Mishnah gave other examples of things you could do also on the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. You could set up two Erev Trums. The Mishnah said you can make a Tanai on the basket of Tevel and be Mafresh Truma from day one to day two in the way we just got done describing. Number three, Beitz HaShenolda, an egg that's laid, so that you can also eat on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. And the fourth example, which we didn't discuss yet, and that is how to daven on Rosh Hashanah, knowing that only one of these days is Rosh Hashanah, the other day is not. Who argues with that? So in the Mishnah, the Chachamim argue on this position of Rav Yehuda. The Chachamim say that even Rosh Hashanah, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, is Kedusha Achas. Who are the Chachamim of our Mishnah? The Gemara identified as Rav Yossi. We saw the Braisa on the bottom of Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, bringing in a Braisa, where Rav Yossi argues and he says that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are in fact Kedusha Achas. We this morning went through a Rashi on the bottom of Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, describing exactly why it is that the Chachamim instituted 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, because of the possibility that witnesses are coming on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, the first day of observed Rosh Hashanah. They're coming min ha-mincha lamala after the Tamid Shel Bar Nevi'im is been offered. So even though in principle today is Rosh Chodesh Rosh Hashanah, the Chachamim said, look, here's what we're going to do. Since the Karbanos were offered like weekday Karbanos, we're now going to table the entire day of Yontif to the next day. But we're keeping this day, Rosh Hashanah, not as a suffix, but as takana, as institution. And so therefore, we're keeping this day as Rosh Hashanah, and we're just simply now going to be moving to the next day to keep observing Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. Now, in reality, the next day is Rosh Chodesh. But as far as takanas chachamim, both days now are going to be observed as Rosh Hashanah. It's Kedusha Achas. Good. And the Chachamim who disagree, Rav Yehuda disagrees with Rav Yossi, what's their position regarding this? So they say it's not a full-fledged takana. It's just so that in upcoming years, people will not be mezalzel the 30th day of Elul. Okay. On the Amud Beis today. So number one, all the examples given in the Mishnah, what are the chidushim of all those examples? So we went through the tzrichusa of all the different examples that are given. And then we went through how the Tanai actually operates. What Tanai do you make according to Rav Yehuda in order to be able to be mafresh from Masamaisos from day one of Rosh Hashanah to day two of Rosh Hashanah? Again, I just want to remind everybody, he's assuming that it's two distinct days. Again, the Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim say he can't do that. And we ended off today with the words of V'cheinaya Rav Yossi Oser, V'shnei Yamim Tov Mishal Galios. Same thing with the V'shnei Yamim Tov Mishal Galios, in that it is also going to be considered Kedusha Achas. Tomorrow, we start off our discussion with Shnei Yamim Tovim Shel Galios.